Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Many years ago on the ABC program Good Morning America, Charles Gibson was interviewing a jewelry designer when Madonna was very popular. The jewelry designer was marketing a line of crosses being promoted by Madonna. Predictably, the line of crosses was called the Madonna Cross. Among the many things that the jewelry designer said in the interview was, "Madonna has brought a new dimension to the cross. Never before has it been more popular to wear the cross." Charles Gibson challenged her by saying he understood that the cross was a symbol of Christianity. Oh, no, said the jewelry designer. The cross is a fashion statement today. No one wears a cross for religious reasons anymore. Gibson continued to challenge her, and she continued to say, "No, the cross is just the hot trend for today." An Anglican archbishop has said that the cross has become a thing of beauty, not a symbol of the deepest encounter and radical change for Christians. Evidently, that Anglican archbishop and the jewelry designer have not met a man named Jim Olson. Jim's funeral was held here at Bethel 9 days ago. A most faithful man. Among many other things, he and his wife Mary on Saturdays would set up communion for us for decades before ill health got in the way. You maybe bought meat from Jim behind the meat counter at Just Right Foods for 20 years or more. Jim had a habit of wearing a cross on the collar of his shirt. In the more than 20 years that I knew Jim, I saw that cross hundreds of times. But here is the rest of the story. Between the time of his death and the time of his funeral, I visited with his family and found out that if anybody commented on this cross in an unusual place on the collar of his shirt, he would take the cross off and give it to the person. Even if the person protested, he would insist that he or she take the cross and then would quote to them his favorite Bible verse, "I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me." The family thoughtfully made those crosses and cards available during his funeral. The cross is rather pretty, but it is not a fashion statement. It is a proclamation. In our gospel for today, Jesus tells his disciples that he must undergo great suffering and then die. Peter wants no part of this. But Jesus rebukes Peter and then calls together the crowd with his disciples and says to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Take up the cross and follow. But in the same way that we have trivialized the cross into a beautiful little piece of jewelry, we have often demeaned this notion of taking up the cross, bearing the cross for Jesus. How many times have you heard or perhaps read people have said, "Oh, that's just my cross to bear." And it is often said of such inconsequential things. A woman named Jess Davis was addicted to her cell phone. It was never out of her hand until the first day of a vacation in Hawaii when her husband told her that he wanted to take that telephone. He said, "I really need you to be on vacation." She says that she handed it over with tears and with trembling, and it took 8 days before she was relieved of the stress of not having that phone in her hand constantly. She says that it became her mission to warn others of the same. She said, "It was my cross to bear to tell others about the overuse of technology." Oh, wow. A cross to bear, a cell phone in your hand. A person doesn't like his or her hair. Oh, it's my cross to bear. A person has unruly children. Oh, it's my cross to bear. There's an unwelcome working environment. Oh, it's just my cross to bear. I tell you, people, Jesus is looking for more than a cell phone addiction, screaming children, and bad hair days. Jesus is looking for people who are willing to give their life, who are willing to lay down their life for the cross. And this is something that we take willingly on ourselves, not something foisted upon us. Take up your cross. It is a cross that is intended to change our life, not to be a minor inconvenience in our life. We are challenged to follow the model of Jesus, who was willing to give up everything for the cross. A lot of the world, especially our country, has been focused on Parkland, Florida in these past 2 weeks. Some stories have risen above others. A story of Aaron Feist, a high school football coach who put himself in harm's way to shield students from oncoming bullets. A spokesperson for the football program has said, "Aaron died in the same way he lived. He put himself second. He was a kind man. He died a hero." According to a 17-year-old junior, this coach ran toward the gunfire and shielded three girls from the bullets. He suffered a gunshot in the fray and lost his life in surgery. Aaron was willing to put his life on the line, to take up his cross, literally give his life for others. He could have saved himself, I imagine, but that was not his mission. His mission was to serve, and especially to serve students in whatever way was necessary. On the Thursday night after the incident, the football team gathered at Park Trail Park, where their Pine Trail Park, where there would be a memorial for all the victims of that massacre. The football team got there early. They hugged each other. They wrapped memorial flowers around trees, and they wore shirts that said, "Faith, Family, Football." They remembered their fallen coach. Now, I don't know for sure whether this was a man of faith, although the shirts worn by the team would certainly indicate that, Faith, Family, Football. I can tell you for sure that this man lived out the biblical injunction to give up his life for those that he came to serve. He could have run away from the bullets. He could have secreted himself in a place where he would have been safe, perhaps even like an officer or more that chose not to go into the building in order to save the lives of students. But he did not. He served with his life. Statistically, it is almost zero that we will find ourselves in a similar situation. Statistically, it is almost zero that we will ever be in a place to push a person out of the way of a speeding truck. Unlike car chases in television shows, we will not be found on the top of cars or on the hood, frantically hanging on so we can catch the bad guys. Instead, our sacrifices are more likely to be modest, but no less faithful. It may be wearing a cross on a collar and then giving it away with a favorite Bible verse. It may be speaking up for those people who cannot speak for themselves. It may be denying ourselves some of our own desires in order to share what we have for others. It may be Billy Graham giving up a far more lucrative way of life, which he could have had, in favor of being faithful and preaching Christ. Taking up the cross is a choice that we make. Jesus does not promise that the road will be smooth. He does promise that it will be a meaningful life and with a glory at the end untold. Said Jesus to the crowd and his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it." Amen. Hymn 667, please rise and sing.